Money FM 89.3, best of your money. Money and Me on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
Oil prices are spiking, share indices are tumbling. Wall Street's main indexes fell sharply on Monday, with the Nasdaq composite confirming it was in a bear market, as the prospect of a ban on oil imports from Russia sent crude prices soaring and fueled concerns about rising inflation. So what kind of investments should the regular consumer look to when oil prices and an inflationary run is on the horizon? What are some things smart investors don't do during an inflationary run? And what kind of safe haven assets should investors be considering given today's market environment? Banking veteran Deepak Khanna is head of wealth and trading at Revolut Singapore. That's the global super app, which counts more than 18 million customers worldwide. Good morning, Deepak. Thanks for joining us.
Morning, Michelle. It's a pleasure to be part of your show.
The S&P 500 fell 3%, its biggest decline in 16 months. A barrel of U.S. oil surged to $130 overnight on the possibility that the U.S. could bar imports from Russia. Stocks around the world also fell, taking their cue from oil's movement. So as tensions in Ukraine persist, can we get your overview? How worrying is this situation? And do you expect oil prices to remain elevated, Deepak?
Michelle, first of all, I want to say that Russia's military action in Ukraine is causing crisis both at humanitarian and economic level. Mm-hmm. My heart goes out to the families and people in Ukraine who are suffering at this point of time. But to focus on the economic implication, and you put the numbers pretty nicely here, I feel there are a few factors which are playing into why the market is volatile and oil and other commodity prices are going up. First of all, there are sanctions which are coming on Russian banks and Russian entities. We know that there are about seven banks which have been barred from SWIFT, the Central Bank of Russia, their foreign reserves have been frozen to a large extent. The second reason I would talk about is commodity. There is a concern around supply disruption. And mind you, we were going through a supply chain disruption at the back of COVID for the last couple of years. And that is only getting spiked because of what's happening in the war in Ukraine. We've seen shipping companies halting or pausing activities from Russia. The ports, airport, land routes, other logistics in Ukraine are getting impacted at this point of time. Air links are being curtailed to a large extent. The third aspect I would say is expansion or further increasing the scope of the bans which are or sanctions which are happening. And there was a talk about U.S. looking at banning the Russian oil, which spiked the oil price from 110, which was at the start of the war, to about 130 levels there. So my sense is that, of course, this is a cause for concern, and the commodity prices will remain volatile or potentially keep going up from where we are right now.
Given the situation, are there opportunities that investors can seek?
Yeah, Michelle, I think at this point of time, there are two or three areas I can talk about in terms of opportunities. First of all, given the fact that commodity prices are on the rise, if a retail investor already does not have exposure to commodity or alternate assets, I think it's a good time to look at that exposure. We've seen the prices going up, be it in the form of oil, but also agricultural commodities like wheat, metal and mining like palladium. It's never too easy for a retail investor to get access given the fact that this market is run through futures, but one could look at ETFs or funds to get access to the commodity sector. The second I'll talk about is safety. We know that we're going through a market environment of high inflation, potential hike in interest rates, as well as the geopolitical events that are unfolding. Gold comes in as a good safety asset here. It has multiple roles to play in the form of navigating risk during these corrections, geopolitical crisis, dollar weakness, inflation hedge. So that's another area that one could look at a time like this.
And are there some areas that don't shine during times like these?
I think if you look at the broader macro fundamentals, there are three things that are happening. Inflation is high, you know, at a 40-year high in the U.S. Interest rates are going to go up pretty soon, and there's a geopolitical event. Mm-hmm. While there are safe havens like fixed income in the past, I would say that it's a time to avoid bonds, especially long-duration bonds, especially because the interest rates are likely to go up. If one has to really look at fixed income portfolios, look at shorter duration portfolios, and I think that's an area that one could look at avoiding at this point of time.
Can you share a little bit more on the sorts of allocations we could be looking at between stocks, bonds, and alternates at times like these?
Yeah, I think it all depends on the individual portfolio. You know, there are famous thumb rules about 100 minus your age in terms of equity exposure. But I would say, given the fact that equity is turning volatile, it's not the right time to increase your exposure to equity, but rather review your portfolio and get more exposure to alternate asset classes. One has to really get into a review of a portfolio. Thumb rule for alternate asset classes is around 5 to 10% per se. And it's a good time, like I said, to reduce exposure to fixed income.
Oil prices have risen sharply to nearly $100 per barrel following strong economic recovery post-lockdowns. As the economy grows, so does demand for oil. But rising geopolitical tensions between Russia, Ukraine and in the Middle East are stoking supply fears. This is contributing to rising inflation and concerns about economic recovery. So what's an investor to do? We put that question to Deepak Khanna, my guest today, head of wealth and trading at Revolut Singapore. So I understand Revolut Singapore's customers can now purchase gold and silver exposures directly via the Revolut app. Give us your take on how physical gold and silver have performed during COVID and your expectations for them in terms of performance this year.
Absolutely, Michelle. Revolut Singapore has launched trading in precious metals like gold and silver. And for those clients who are looking at that exposure, they can look at buying or selling gold or silver exposures with amount as low as $1. Now, to talk about the performance of gold in the last couple of years and during COVID, I think gold has performed pretty much in a textbook style in the last 2 years. 2020 was the year of the COVID pandemic that drove gold prices to new highs of $2,000. Of course, gold touched $2,000 yesterday as well as part of the geopolitical tension. And what we've seen is that in 2020, the unemployment rate was rising. It was one of the highest level that's ever been seen in the U.S., and investors were looking at refuge from the financial fallout. Whereas in 2021, given the fact that the economies opened up, equity market performed well, demand for gold came down. Hence, gold gave a pretty lackluster performance in that year, down by about 4%. So 2020 was up by 25%. 2021 was down by 4%. So this shows that gold is very less correlated to traditional asset classes like equity. And pretty much in a year when equity markets are performing well, gold does not. And the reverse hold goods, when equity market is not performing well, gold does pretty well. And that goes back into the history, be it in the form of, you know, 2008 crisis, the Black Monday of 1987, various recessions that we've seen, the dot-com of 2000, the Gulf War, the Asian crisis. Gold has performed better in these market turmoil events. And therefore, I think this is another such factor or a time when one could be looking at exposure to gold.
So Revolut Commodities gives customers the ability to buy and sell in this whole area, gold and silver exposures from as low as $1. I want to dig a little bit deeper into what people are actually getting their hands on. Is this a derivative product or physical gold?
It's a good question. It is not a derivative product, just to clarify. Mm-hmm. What we're offering is pretty much like you convert your currency from Singapore or US dollar into any other currency. We are offering our clients to be able to convert Singapore or US dollars or any other currency. We've got about 20 plus currencies here to convert into what is called spot gold. The ticker for that is XAU. And for any exposure that you get to spot gold or XAU, there is a physical backing of the gold to an equivalent amount. What we don't do is physical delivery of the gold. And this is what keeps the transaction cost low and the pricing and the entry barrier as low as $1 and the liquidity very high. The gold that is at the back of your XAU is held by Revolut through members of London Bullion Market Association, which is one of the most liquid market when it comes to gold trading. Mind you, gold is already one of the most liquid products in the world. The trading for gold, I believe, is about $150 billion a day, which puts it behind S&P as an asset class. Gold is the second most traded product at that point of time.
Can you help us understand, Deepak, the sort of live market performance data that sellers and buyers can constantly refer to make their decisions?
Michelle, I might just disappoint you on that because there is no one or two data points to look at. But I think the key one to look at is the fact that gold behaves in the opposite direction of the equity market. So when the equity markets are volatile, in a bearish mode, it's a good time to look at gold. Similarly, gold behaves in the opposite direction of US dollar because US and gold are the most commonly traded currency pairs. But apart from that, if the people are knowledgeable and interested, they have an appetite to look at more data points. I would say inflation and interest rate are two good data points to keep track of. As inflation is rising and you're at the cusp of interest rates starting to go up, which is where we are right now, gold becomes a good asset class to look at that point of time.
So according to a NASDAQ analyst, one laggard in the precious metals category has been silver, largely because we're so familiar with gold as a safe haven asset, and largely also because silver is generally more abundant than gold. Is silver still a worthy investment during times like these?
Yeah, so you're right. Silver has lagged gold performance. There were times when silver was actually outperforming gold in certain number of years. In terms of macro factors, silver behaves pretty much the same as gold in terms of diversification from a geopolitical event. Silver has more opportunity from an industrial use perspective. But you're right, generally speaking, people are more familiar with gold, and that's a preferred between the two. I think within the reviewed portfolio also, we are seeing about 70-30 mix when it comes to gold to silver. So yeah, so I think gold is the one which shines out more compared to silver. But having said that, we've seen silver also increase in price this year. It's touched about $25 as of yesterday, along with gold touching about $2,000. But if you look at the year-to-date performance, gold is up about 20%. Silver is up by about 10 or 12% only.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Deepak. Deepak Khanna is head of wealth and trading at Revolut Singapore, the super app which counts more than 18 million customers worldwide.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.